Second parak of conclusion, fifth Mishnah. Amakadosh is the Isha Menashe Eino Lena Dorim. He made a condition that I'm Makadoshu with on the condition that you didn't make a certain type of Nedarim that I would disturb me. Like if you make a nether, never to eat meat, or drink wine, or not to wear nice clothing, that's uncomfortable for me. And therefore, if she has such a Nedarim, the condition does not take effect. Konsis time, afterwards they make the chuppah and the nesuim. I didn't make any conditions. Nimsa le nedarim teitzi shalobik suva. She does have to get a divorce. Why? Because since he did not specify anything when they finished off the marriage by the chuppah and the yichud, we say that Mistama, he wanted to live together with her as a husband and wife and not just without nesuim, and he was moichel his tonight. But even so, she loses out the ksufa. Why? Because you can say that I don't want to have such a wife which is constantly making the darim. So as far as the get's concerned, we need a get, but if he divorces her, does not have to give a ksufa. The chay, same thing applies. Amanas she'ein ba mumin, in a case where he says the condition that she doesn't have any mumin, certain types of, we'll see later on, blemishes that she has to disturb a husband. Kamavan, they weren't exposed here, otherwise he would have seen them. Nimsa ba mumin, ein makudeshes, if it ended up she tricked him and she did have this mumin, even though she said she doesn't, the condition did not take effect. Konsas tamim nimsa ba mumin, if after the chuppah and the yichud, they found out that she does have mumin, the same thing, teitz shalobik suva. That she should go out without a ksuva. She needs a get misafik, but she loses the ksuva because she fooled him. Kol ha-mumin ha-poisim b'koyhanim, poisim b'noshim. All the types of mumin that pass a koyim for working in the Beis HaMikdash also pass a woman for cause a woman to, by the kedushin, that the kedushin won't take effect.